cradling photographs of their deceased loved ones. Families packed another hearing on Boeing today, while lawmakers grilled the Federal Aviation Agency on its role in the two deadly crashes of Boeing 737 MAX, where 346 people were killed. Among the star witnesses today are Stephen Dixon, head of the FAA, and Edward Pearson, a former senior manager for Boeing, who told his superiors he was so concerned about safety and production problems that he was hesitant to put his own family on a Boeing plane. For more, let's bring in Seth Kaplan, Here and Now's transportation analyst. And Seth, we heard first today from Chairman DeFazio. He's a Democrat from Oregon. He came down really hard on the FAA. Let's listen.
Perhaps most chillingly, we've learned that the FAA performed an analysis that concluded that if left uncorrected, the MCAS design flaw in the 737 MAX could result in as many as 15 future fatal crashes over the life of the fleet. Tragically, the FAA's analysis, which never saw the light of day beyond the closed doors of the FAA and Boeing, was correct.
You know, there's also been a lot of scrutiny, Seth, over the FAA allowing airlines to self-certify that their planes meet U.S. safety requirements. This was a policy Congress approved several times. Why was this originally done, and could we see this rule get rewritten?
Originally done partly because of cost, let's face it, but also because some of the best engineering talent resides at these companies, companies like Boeing. We're talking not just about Boeing, but all of its suppliers, subcontractors, and so forth. And the idea was that look, if done right, perhaps it could be a really good use of minds and resources. We've seen now that obviously something went very wrong here, these allegations that Boeing and the FAA were too cozy. In terms of it getting rewritten, I mean, there's a whole ecosystem now that's set up this way. Would probably be difficult to sort of tear it down and build it all up again. I think probably more likely that we'll see incremental change, but most certainly some kind of change here.
Yeah, I mentioned former senior Boeing manager Edward Pearson, who testified today. He's also referred to as being a Boeing whistleblower. Tell us what he will add to the picture.
Ed Pearson alleges that he saw all kinds of sloppy production issues, said he wouldn't put his own family on a MAX, and that Boeing largely ignored his concerns. Boeing has said that it took his concerns seriously. He's talking, as I said, about production. Now, the allegations about what brought down the planes mainly have to do with design, not production, right? Just a flawed design, allegedly, of that MCAS system that everybody all knows so well. But nonetheless, obviously disconcerting to hear the allegations he's making as well.
With the 30 seconds I have left with you, what happens next for Boeing and the FAA?
Well, the FAA already seems to be scrutinizing Boeing in ways that it perhaps hadn't done in the past. That's a long-term issue for Boeing, but you know, this is where we are now. Even issues that have nothing to do with the MAX, the next aircraft program is going to get all kinds of scrutiny that previous ones probably haven't gotten. In the short term, the question is when this plane's going to get back in the air. Hard to imagine now that it will be any time before the end of the year, as Boeing previously hoped.
Seth Kaplan, Here and Now's transportation analyst. Thank you.
Thanks, Tanya.